of the transmission of the bill to the president was for me, so far as I understand it, was on the judiciary and not was on the legislature and not.
Friends disappointed in the presidency and in general in what is happening now.
Is
the conference, you know, the Catholic Bishops Conference, disappointed in the fact that the president has not assented to this bill and in what is happening after the bill was passed by Parliament?
Yeah, the conference is not happy. Actually, they even intend to approach the president to also understand him, and so you can't just also sit down and just listen whatever the radio is saying, others are saying. You need to go to the president and say, and have a discussion with him. But obviously, need understanding, consensus, and trying to make sure that the country moves forward. Because the country is neither for NPC or MPP. It's for all of us. But the country has a constitution to rule us. But they are not happy with it. Because if the president will not sign, for me, the bill should be transmitted to him. And then for him to give his reason why he cannot sign. That's, I think, the best thing.
Okay.
All the reasons that they are most of them are general reasons. But it is not raised when you have asked them a letter of your secretary not to transmit. That is not the way things should be done. That's what the way things should be done. I think for me, the president didn't do well now. And now, so whatever the lady is saying now, for me, it's an afterthought.
Thank you very much, Reverend Father Clement Kwesi Ejeh, Secretary General to the Catholic Bishops Conference there. Now, on this same issue, there's been a standoff between presidency and the parliament due to the president's refusal to assent to the Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill due to an interlocutory injunction at the Supreme Court that has resulted in the suspension of the confirmation of the president's new minister designate. Now, Executive Director of the African Center for Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. Rashid Rahman, wants more consensus built on the issues.
It just signals for me the deteriorating level of relationship between the two arms of government. Look, right from the beginning of this eighth parliament, because of its character and nature, some of us have said over and over that we need, find a way to build bridges, to build consensus, not only between the majority and the minority in the House, but also between the executive and the legislature, given the fact that, this is not the seventh parliament where we have Right Honorable Michael Kwee as Speaker of Parliament, who is from the same stock like the president.
Dr. Rashid Rahman is the Executive Director of the African Center for Parliamentary Affairs. Joining us on the telephone lines now is one of the affected ministers, lawyer Andrew Japamesa, who is Minister Designate for Tourism, Arts and Culture. I'm grateful to you for joining us, Lawyer Mesa. You must be bothered by this development, no?
Well, let me say good evening to your cherished listeners. Yes, it's worrying, but I guess that it is what it is, and we just have to deal with it and see how this matter is resolved so that we can begin the work that His Excellency the President intends for us to go and do out our designated ministries.
Actually, in your absence and in the absence of a substantive minister, the sector or the ministry will experience a certain shortfall. What's the arrangement? I'm sure even though you are not there yet, but you have an eye on it. What's the arrangement to ensure that the ministry does not suffer for what's happening?
Well, thankfully, His Excellency the President has appointed caretaker ministers for the ministries where the ministers are going through the parliamentary process. And so I have engagements with the Honorable Asamoah Gyan, who is the caretaker minister for the Ministry of Tourism, Art and Culture, on a regular basis to keep me up to speed about some of the issues that have come up that requires urgent attention. And of course, he is mandated by law to then carry them out. But I get briefed on a day-by-day basis by himself and the chief director of the ministry. So we're keeping our eye on the issues, but are waiting the processes to be completed so that we can go informally to begin our work.
Okay. Why are you disappointed on the day the speaker, adjourned the House in Idine because of what was happening?
Well, I was surprised because I've seen the writ that my good friend Honorable Dafiamapo has filed, and it's really in substance challenging the ministers who have been moved from one ministry or the other to new ministries. Of course, I mean, the letter that the president's communications director issued suggested in part that those ministers have been terminated. But if you read the entirety of the document, which as lawyers we are trained to glean the intention of the writer from the totality of the document, you can see that the intention of the president was to reassign some ministers, okay? And so he is challenging the termination and reassignment, if you like. It has nothing to do with ministers who have been appointed afresh, who have gone through the vetting process. As I was surprised that the speaker came out to say that he was not going to continue with the approval processes because of the injunction application that had been filed. It came as a surprise to me. But it is what it is, and we just have to deal with it and see how the issues play out.
Mm.
I hope that it can be resolved as soon as possible so that the business of state can continue with the ministers taking their offices and working to prosecute the agenda of the people of Ghana.
Mm. Are you by any chance hoping that maybe Parliament will be reconvened anytime soon for the conferment to be done?
Well, that would be my expectation, because I believe that we due to come back sometime in May, and spending the whole of the rest of the month in April just so this matter can be dealt with, I think would be a stretch. And so it would be my expectation. But of course, I mean, that's entirely within the bosom of the President and leadership of Parliament, including the Speaker, to, as it were, engage and try and resolve this matter, so that if there's a need for Parliament to be recalled, which I would expect should be the case, then we can go back and deal with this matter.
Okay.
Especially when the report of the Appointments Committee was to approve at least the first nine that I've seen by consensus. So really, it shouldn't be something that should take a lot of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Grateful to you, Lawyer Mesa, for joining us. He is Minister Designate for Tourism, Arts and Culture. So, Mr. Bejra, as an MP, aren't you worried that, I mean, ministers that are supposed to help keep government business running have not been confirmed because of what's happening?
Yeah, I'm really... but as my colleague has mentioned, this is how it is. We all go by the rule of law. If the rule of one rule of law is that if there's an injunction, interlocutory injunction on one set, and the other set also has interlocutory injunction, we go by the rule of law. I don't see it as a problem at all. My only worry is that the government business may suffer as we have now. And so, just as my good friend Alhaji Dramani has mentioned, that we should have a consensus, a backdoor consensus. We should have this backdoor consensus. This is the first time we have a hung parliament with a speaker coming from the other side. And so there should be that rapport, should be that relationship building between the two factions. That's if there's a faction anyway, between the speaker and the presidency. For the presidency to think that they have so much power than the legislative arms of government, I think that is not the best at all.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Emmanuel Bejra is a member of parliament and co-sponsor of the anti-gay bill. Well, as always, top story is brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies. Up next is Ghana Connect with Kwaku Asante. Good evening.